Oh, yes. Thank God. Finally. Welcome back to the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. It's our final hour, and what a special hour it is. Oh, look at the pictures if you're streaming on Stadium. Have you ever seen a more perfect couple? This is our royalty. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, engaged. We will discuss the engagement heard round the world yesterday. Then in 20 minutes, we'll actually stick to football. Continue previewing the Big Ten with Jake Butt, the former Michigan tight end. Donkster Best Bets at 8:40. Once again, I said it once, I'll say it again. Thanks for being with us on Stadium as we stream our final hour. This is such a special edition. You can stream us on ValleySportsLive.com and the Valley Sports Live app. Guys, I'm just so excited. Yesterday, Chelsea, I was working, because I'm always working a lot, and I got a notification. And I thought this was so cool. I got it from the Washington Post and ESPN and all my friends. My phone was blowing up because everyone knows I love Taylor Swift. I'm a Swiftie. And so to hear and see that they were engaged. By the way, I thought the caption and the pictures on Instagram were absolutely perfect. I'm glad they had a couple of weeks to themselves before they announced it. Everything was wonderful. This is our royalty. I could not be happier that these two are going to be together forever, because they will be. And also, I cannot wait to talk about this for at least the next decade and follow them. Because guess what? They're going to have little 50 kids. It's going to be wonderful. And I am so in.
Do you think Travis is going to change his last name to Swift?
Swift Kelce, back of the jersey. There we go.
Kelce Swift. All right,
Kelce.
So for people who are just tuning
Swelcy.
In, that was dripping in sarcasm.
Oh.
Jenks, I think every time he speaks about Taylor Swift, a little part of himself dies, and I think
True.
We need like a montage from like Coors Light that talks about like beer and twins and manly things. But here's the thing about the Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce engagement. You can't look away. Like, you can't hide under a rock and be like, man, we're not going to talk about it. It was the biggest thing yesterday. This is what the people want. Even the people in the sports world were reacting to this. And here's the thing. I will say, in the hierarchy of celebrities, I am glad that we have a sports superstar in the mix there. Because it could be like Kim Kardashian and Kanye West again. Like, do we want that to be our royal couple here in America? I don't.
No.
So at least it's an NFL player, and at least they seem to be two good people.
I'm very happy for them. They seem to be great people by all accounts, and everyone's excited. It's just amazing to me how it's just permeated like every part of our society. You know, yesterday when I was at Commanders, the girls were losing their minds. Everyone was talking about it. And then I go home and the lovely Catherine is excited. I log on to Instagram. People are talking about it. It was leading newscasts yesterday. I walked in this morning into the break room. It's the first thing I heard on the break room TVs. Well, if you haven't heard, Taylor Swift and Travis, I'm like, you cannot go anywhere. It's just crazy how this is just absolutely just engaged anyone and everyone with a pulse. And even if you're not interested, it doesn't matter, because you're going to see it, you're going to hear about it, and it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, like imagine if you're like Lester Holt or like whoever does the news now, and you're like, I have won all these Pulitzer Prizes, I have talked about the war in the Middle East, and you're telling me our lead story today is Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce getting engaged?
Wild.
Like, I feel like a little part of him probably died yesterday. But listen, like, it's the top story. This is, you know, they make a big deal about the royal weddings in England. And I, like, never really got it. I'm like, listen, I don't follow the royals. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, this truly is our royal wedding. Like, these are the two most famous people. But I will say, at least in America, these people worked for it. Like, Taylor Swift is talented. She is very good at what she does. and she has worked for her spot, you know, in superstardom. Same goes for like the Kelseys. Like, I keep seeing that picture floating around of them both at Cincinnati. Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Yes.
When they were in college, and they look like just like random frat guys, where it's like anybody in America, like a Mac football team, you could be like, oh, these are two brothers that played. And now these are like the superstars that we have. So yeah. I feel like people root for those type of stories.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, there's no question, I think, that when you talk about American royalty, this is about as good as it gets, and it's people who mm-hmm. earned what they've accomplished. Taylor is brilliant. Travis Kelce is a Hall of Famer. And also, I think he's probably gearing up for what will probably be his final season. Like, this feels like his last hurrah. You know, he's getting married. Also, it's season number 13. That's Taylor's favorite number. It would be perfect. So he's also done a lot of work in the offseason. Like, wedding aside, he's lost 25 pounds, and he mm-hmm. went back to working on some of the plyometrics and some of the things that he did earlier in his career so that he could get out of breaks quicker and run tighter routes, and he kind of got away from that. I think he was and is super motivated because the Chiefs lost the Super Bowl in the way that they did to the Eagles, and he said, I don't want to go out like that. So now he's got his fiance, you know, right there waiting. They're going to plan a wedding, and I think he wants to go out as a champion and with the girl of his dreams, so maybe it comes together, and it's even more of this fairy tale ending.
Yeah, I don't know, though. Like, I don't know if this is the year for the Chiefs. Like, as much as we would love it to end that way, like, the way that the Chiefs are constructed, I'm not saying mm-hmm. they're not going to be a contender, but there are a lot of teams that look like they're better on paper than the Chiefs yeah. this year. So we'll see if Roger Goodell, like, you know, really buys into the love story. Because I will say this, from a money-making perspective, nobody is probably more happy about this than Roger Goodell. Like, his league does not need any help making money. Mm-hmm. But this is just another marketing scheme where the NFL continues to be king.
They're just going to continue to capitalize off of it, and they're going to make so much money. They're already a cash right. cow. But the number of fans who aren't really football fans, but who are Taylor fans, who will learn more about the game, or who will follow the Chiefs, or who will watch Chiefs games just to see where Taylor is, where she's sitting, what is she wearing, what is she doing, is she blowing Travis kisses, let's look at that ring again, whatever it is. I mean, this is nothing but the NFL building on top of what is already like a massive empire. And it's not going to go away. Which, you know, for me,
I'm not
thrilled about that.
Yeah, sorry for cutting off there.
No,
let me ask you this. How long do you think the positive spin lasts for Taylor and Travis? Because right now they look untouchable. And they're so likable. But I think very similar to the sports world, mm-hmm. in the celebrity world, people don't love dominance. Like, people yeah. don't want to see you succeed for that long. Like, we see this with, I feel like, every top celebrity where you build them up, you build them up, you build them up. Okay, now we want to kick them down.
Yeah.
And, like, even with the Kansas City Chiefs, for the longest time, you see Patrick Mahomes, who is a very likable guy. And when they're at the height of their success, you're like, who would root against this team? Andy Reid just wants to eat cheeseburgers. But they fell from grace, like, from mm-hmm. a public opinion standpoint. I am not saying that they are bad people. I am just saying people grew tired of them and they wanted a shiny new toy. Do you think that's going to happen with Taylor and Travis?
No, because the Swifties won't let it happen. With Travis, sure. With Travis, sure, because people will criticize. I mean, last year we saw people criticize Travis Kelce. Like, is he fat? Is he gaining too much weight? Is it over for him? I mean, remember that? It was like, whoa, he's gotten big.
Yeah.
They said about Debo Samuel a few months ago. It's like, it's ridiculous. You get someone at the wrong angle and, oh, look at you, you're out of shape. It's kind of ridiculous. But when it comes to Taylor Swift, she's the exception to the rule. Like, you know that if you criticize her in any way, shape, or form, even if it's valid, and I'm not saying she's worthy of a bunch of criticism, I'm not saying that at all, but even a valid criticism will not be accepted by her fans. It's just like, you could say, I'm not really a fan of this album. It's like, why? Because you're a sexist? It's like, whoa, hey, no. You know, like the Swifties will come for you because they live in this bubble where that's the queen and you can't say anything about her that might disparage her or besmirch her in any way. And so they won't allow it, or they won't see it, I think is probably the bigger issue. And I don't expect them or her or him to do anything that would warrant that at all. But even if they did, I feel like, you know, once you're in with someone, you're in with them to the end, no matter what they do. And I kind of feel like Swifties are that way.
Yeah, I think this is just trouble for Travis, because it just feels like now if anything were to happen to this relationship, mm-hmm. like the hopes and dreams of this nation are riding on this Buddy. Relationship.
Like, if Taylor Swift ran around on Travis, he'd be like, well, he deserves it. You know what I mean? It's like, well, then you needed to treat her better. Maybe you should check yourself first. Travis, buddy, all eyes are on you, my friend.
Yeah, but think about the pressure for this engagement, too. Like, because I'm sure you felt a level of pressure proposing to Catherine.
Sure.
Just because, you know, this is somebody you want to be together with, you know, for the rest of your life. And she's extremely special and she deserves that. But, like, think about planning an engagement to somebody who is a billionaire and the biggest celebrity on the face of planet Earth. Do you think Travis felt any pressure? Or do you think it's still the old Travis Kelce that tweets out, I gave a squirrel a piece of bread?
Hopefully he's matured a little bit since then. Yeah, I think anyone, you know, ultimately I feel like that whether you're a billionaire, you're a celebrity, if you're just someone who works in a factory, it doesn't really matter. You know, at the end of the day, if you're getting ready to propose and get ready to ask someone to spend the rest of your life with you, then, you know, then there's already going to be pressure no matter what sort of money you're making, no matter what sort of fame you have, because I feel like they probably got through that at some point. Like, they've been together long enough where, okay, she's accustomed to his football fame and what that world is like, and he's been going with her on tour and been on stage with her, and he certainly understands what it is like to be a part of her world. And so once you get through that, love is love and people are people, and it's just about, hey, I'm about to ask someone to be with me forever.
Yeah, and I think we all saw the dynamic of their relationship, or they're just really good actors, which I don't know. Their dynamic seemed very genuine. Like, when she was on the podcast, I think it was a great chance for us to see how they are together. And it was just, it felt like they were yin and yang, where Taylor's really smart and she's really thoughtful and she talks a lot. And then Travis is just like, you're amazing. You're so smart. That just works. You know, and sometimes... Yeah. It just works out like that. So I am definitely rooting for them to be successful, as you always do. Like, nobody roots for people to be unhappy. But one thing that I don't like about this is that the Chiefs conspiracy people, you know, the people all year last year, they're like, the NFL's rigged. Everything goes to the Chiefs. These people are going to be unbearable this year. Like, Chiefs get any call, these people are going to be out with their pitchforks on TikTok.
Oh, don't you know it? It's just going to embolden the conspiracy theorists,
yes,
is what it's going to do. And I did want to throw this in. Now, I saw this earlier, and I don't know if it's going to work, but I'm going to try. So, of course, all these different brands are trying to capitalize on this engagement, right? So, Buffalo Wild Wings has offered to cater the wedding. I don't think Taylor Swift is going to allow Buffalo Wild Wings to cater the wedding, but... good job, good effort. However, DoorDash is offering 13% off all orders if you put in the code 13 until tomorrow night at midnight Pacific time. So 13% off your order if you put in all caps 13 as a promo code. We're not getting paid by DoorDash. I'm just saying, if you want to eat something today and take advantage of this, maybe give that a shot.
Oh, you're definitely using that, right? Like, you're a DoorDash king.
I'm doing that immediately
that's
after
personal
the show.
For you.
This better work. And of course, it's like terms and conditions apply. And I'm sure so many people have used this code when I put it in. It's not going to work. But look, if I got to listen to this, if I got to watch this on Instagram all day long, which, you know, it's just going to be post after post. The first thing I saw this morning was, it's a great day to be in the Taylor Swift engaged era. I was like, phew. Here we go. Buckle up, buddy. So, yes, I'm getting some DoorDash later on. I'm going to treat myself. Take advantage of it.
I feel like Cracker Barrel has to find a way to use this to, like, get their clientele back. Because I will say this. Cracker Barrel was founded about 20 minutes from where Taylor Swift went to high school. I know this because she went to high school in my hometown. So I don't know. There's a Tennessee connection there. I'm not sure if Taylor Swift has a big affinity for Cracker Barrel, but I'm saying the redemption arc is there.
And who's the Cracker Barrel guy? Uncle Herschel? Isn't that the guy?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I've listened to a lot of music over the years, but nothing makes me happier than some Taylor Swift. That's how you bring everybody back in. Jake Butt, former Michigan Titan, talking Big Ten football next.